Thank you. Yeah. You ever hear that song, Them Bones, Them Dry Bones? Huh, I don't know the rest of the words, but it's a beautiful song. It's a wonderful song, if you think about it. This is a prophecy in Ezekiel. A lot of the Old Testament prophets have given a lot of message, and we know that some of that prophecy has been fulfilled. But as I was thinking about those dry bones, I never give it much thought how it really applied to us, modern day people of God. Because that represents resurrection. Guess what? Because of the resurrection, we have life eternal. And the reunification, that spirit of the living God. Ezekiel clearly divides that. If you take and you read Ezekiel's visions of those dry bones coming to life, and now in modern day history as we live, he was talking about the people of Israel coming back May the 14th of 19, I don't remember what the year was, huh? 48? Yeah. Israel became a nation again. Now they're struggling, but God's promise has always comes true. And what he did is he breathed life into those dry bones. And he breathed life into us and our dry bones. It says, Sovereign Lord, only you know about how this takes place. Well, he come in the form of Christ, and he brought that message to us. And then he lived and he ministered and he took the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary. He was buried. The third day he was rose from the dead and he promised to come again. And then all the people around saw him and knew him and knew he was there. And he told them to go to a place and wait, because I'm going to breathe upon you. We call that the Holy Spirit. So these old dry bones that we have are now alive because the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the Hebrew, they call it ruach, which means breath or spirit of the Lord. So rejoice and be glad that you are no longer a dead old bunch of humans. We are living proof that God lives within our hearts. Amen.